Market segmentation. An organization cannot satisfy the needs and wants of all consumers. To do so may result in a massive drain in company resources. Segmentation is simply the process of dividing a particular market into sections, which display similar characteristics or behavior. There are a number of segmentation variables that allow an organization to divide their market into homogeneous groups. These variables will be discussed briefly below. Demographic segmentation. Demographics originates from the word demography, which means a study of population. The population can be divided into age, gender, income, and family life cycle amongst other variables. As people age, their needs and wants change. Some organizations develop specific products aimed at particular age groups, for example nappies for babies, toys for children, clothes for teenagers, and so on. Gender segmentation is commonly used within the cosmetics, clothing and magazine industry. All bar one within the UK have developed their bars to attract the female audience, taking opportunity of the rise in the number of women who now enjoy social drinking. In the UK we have also seen the introduction of Maxim, a male lifestyle magazine covering male fashion, films, cars, sports and technology. We have also seen the introduction of unisex cosmetic products like CK1, which works in the similarities between the two genders. Income segmentation is another strategy used by many organizations. Stores like Harrods, Harvey Nichols are predominantly aimed at the affluent market. Skoda aim their vehicles at price-sensitive buyers who require a bundle of benefits for the price. In today's globally competitive environment, brands are specifically developed and positioned within particular income segments in order to maximize turnover. Products and services are also aimed at different life cycle segments. Holidays are developed for families, the 18 30s singles, and for those in their 50s. Biscographic segmentation. Although demographic segmentation is useful, marketers can use alternative segmentation variables which aim to develop more accurate profiles of their target segments. Biscographic segmentation can be broken down into lifestyle, social class, and personality characteristics. Lifestyle segmentation. The Oxford English Dictionary defines a lifestyle as a way of life, and lifestyle segmentation aims to examine the way people live. Our lifestyle, our everyday activities, our interests, opinions and beliefs in certain issues dictates who we are. Marketers refer to these as AIO/S activities, interests and opinions, and our egos dictate our everyday behavior from where we shop to what we buy. Marketers develop and aim products/services at particular lifestyle groups and develop lifestyle profiles in their target market. If we understand the lifestyle of a particular group, we can sell them a product/services on the basis that it will enhance their lifestyle. A lifestyle group is a particular segment defined by the organization that is marketing a product or service. This lifestyle segment is labeled because individuals within it display similar characteristics. For example, in the early 1980s within the UK, as the economy was booming, the city of London were increasingly employing young independent staff on very high salaries. The media termed this group as yuppies. They were young, upwardly mobile professionals, associated with mobile phones, money, expensive cars, and prestigious city jobs. Third eggers are another group termed and identified by the marketing industry. They are people in their 50s retired from a profession, and have a high disposable income with time on the hand. Many of these third eggers are adventurous and experimenters, as they have spent their past lives working hard and they seek enjoyment from their remaining years and have the income to spend in luxury items. Personality characteristics. Products and brands can also be aimed at particular personalities. Big A.O. motorcycles are aimed at young 18 to 25 outgoing, independent persons. Often marketers try to develop personalities for their brands and products that mimic that of their target market. Ask yourself, if Nike or Levi's was a person, what type of person would they be? Social class segmentation. Divides society into six distinct groups based solely on occupation. A are professional staff. B are middle management. C1, junior management. C2, are skilled manual. D, are semi-skilled and unskilled workers. E are those dependent in the state. Social class segmentation works in the assumption that the higher your profession, the more you will earn. Thus, the more affluent lifestyle you will lead. Marketers use this type of information to sell products and services based on lifestyle behavior, and your profession does have an impact in the way you behave. Behavioral segmentation refers to why people purchase a product or service. Behavioral segmentation can be broken down into the benefit a consumer seeks from purchasing a product. How will the product enhance their overall lifestyle? When purchasing a computer, the benefit sought may be of ease of use to the need for speed. Occasion is another variable. When should a product be purchased? The demand for turkeys increases during Christmas, flowers and chocolates in Mother's Day and so on. Occasion segmentation aims to increase the reason to buy factor and thus increase sales. Usage rate divides customers into light, medium and heavy users. Heavy users obviously contribute more to turnover than light or medium users. The objective of an organization should be to attract heavy users who will make a greater contribution to company sales. Thank you for visiting WordMarketing.net.